For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
This podcast is sponsored by Ramp. Are you the decision maker in your company? Consider this. For the first time in decades, there's a better option for a corporate card and spend management platform. Meet Ramp, the only corporate card and spend management system designed to help you spend less money so you can make more. Most corporate credit cards offer points as incentives, but those points amount to less than their worth in real cash value. Ramp's business cards offer you cash back, real money in your pocket. Plus, you control who spends what with each vendor. And Ramp software collects and verifies receipts automatically, which means you'll stop wasteful spending and close your books in hours instead of days. Businesses that use Ramp add up to 5% to their bottom line the first year. If you're a decision maker, adding Ramp could be one of the best decisions you've ever made. And now get $250 when you join Ramp for free. Just go to ramp.com/easy. Ramp.com/easy. ramp.com/easy.
Cards issued by Sutton Bank and Celtic Bank, members of FDIC. Terms and conditions apply.
Now loading episode number 112.
You're listening to the Taylor Merrick Podcast, the world's first and only 3-in-1 podcast.
1, 2, 3. On what?
You'll just have to find out. Here's your host, Taylor Merrick.
Hello and welcome to the best podcast on the internet. This is the Taylor Merrick Podcast, the only 3-in-1 podcast that is enlightening, educational, and entertaining. I think those are the three topics that we're going to settle on for our regular 3-in-1 podcast. This is the 3-in-1 podcast, internet's first, finest. Joining me today, as always, is my lovely co-host and wife, Jane.
Hi, everyone.
What are you loving today?
Just the weather.
The weather?
Yeah.
In Wisconsin right now. It's a nice fall day in the neighborhood. We've had a very interesting fall week with highs ranging in the 90s and lows coming all the way back down to like, what, 50s? 60s. Mm-hmm. So we're like, yay, we like the low temperatures, please, but not the hot temperatures.
What's funny, though, is that my app, I have this app on my phone called WeatherBug, and lately it's been showing temperatures of like 140, and it feels like 317.
Yeah, I think WeatherBug has gone and bit the dust.
I don't know. So.
Either the data's off that they're getting it from, or they're having some sort of interruption problems.
Probably.
Because usually it's not that wrong that often.
Mm-mm.
I remember you had to like, you showed this to me like earlier in the year, and you're like, hey, check it out, it's the middle of winter, and it's like 82 out or something. So I don't know what's going on. As for the three topics we're going to be talking about today, we're going to jump right into the show. First one we'll be going over is the story of two stupid drivers. Second one will be about how to get offended. And the third one is beaten by a 9-year-old. We'll be right back. There was a time long, long ago when cars first came out. People followed the rules. Apparently that changed. This is a tale about two dumb idiots on the road, and I'm not talking about me and myself, because, you know, I'm fairly stupid most of the time. Nah, I'm kidding, I'm a postal worker. I'm the best driver on the road. But, no, seriously, we, recently watched two separate incidents. So, Jane, what was the one that you had to share?
Well, not that long ago, I was down in South Milwaukee, Oak Creek area. And I took the freeway to get home, and I got off at the airport, and I'm just turned onto Howlett Avenue. As I'm driving by, there's this minivan that I was behind. She pulled over into the most right-hand lane. I'm in the middle one, and the light turns green. Well, she was driving kind of slowly, so I'm like, oh, I'm going to just try to get in front of her so I don't have to deal with it. Well, nope, she didn't want to do that. She decided, oh, no, I found my brake pedal, and she goes,
brake pedal?
No, sorry, gas pedal. And she goes down the road. I'm like, she had to be going like 45 or almost 50. And here in the speed limit, I think it was like 30.
35,
30, yeah. So it was like around that. And she's like, she's obviously going down. I'm like, oh, boy, great. And I thought to myself, over. I thought to myself, what do you want to bet? This is a stretch where there's usually a cop. And I'm wondering, what do you want to bet? There's going to be a cop up ahead, and she's going to have to stop or get pulled over. Well, what do you know? There's this little bit of a hill, and just over the hill, I see her. She's way ahead of me, and she slams on her brakes. And I'm like, oh, boy. And as soon as I get over the hill, I see, oh, yeah, look, there's a cop.
Sure enough. Yeah. You know, if you actually followed the rules, you wouldn't be freaking out when you're breaking them. So, mine isn't so much about somebody breaking rules, although maybe they were. So, I'm driving home from work, and on my stretch home from work, I'm waiting at a stoplight, and there is a school bus that turns right going straight, but it turned right in a way that, like, I eventually was going to drive into the school bus because we were both going the same way. But the school bus, he had turned right, and he had gone down far enough away, and the light was still red for me. But in front of me was another guy, and he was in, like, super cool truck. So, I mean, we have, like, 400 feet distance between us and the light turning green and the school bus ahead of us. But he's all like,
oh, the speed limit here, only 30 miles an hour. I have to go at least 50.
So he guns it and goes all the way, just for no reason at all. He's like,
I have to go real fast.
And so he goes really, really fast, and he catches right up to the school bus, like, no problem. I'm still all the way back there, just, you know, doing the speed limit and driving, going, oh, what's this guy's problem now? Trying to get around the school bus or get up to him or something? Well, it's a one-lane road, so you can't pass, and you can't pass. So, you're kind of stuck in one-lane traffic. Oh, is that the bug? I got it. I think I got the bug.
Yay.
Or it was fuzz. Anyways, so I'm like, how much do you want to bet that the school bus is going to be turning right at the street coming up? Sure enough, the dude goes and starts to get ready, like he's going to turn right and maybe, you know, go around the school bus. And the school bus turns on its blinker and then pulls over to the side. But no, it wasn't to turn right. It was to stop, because then he put on his flashers. He was letting the kid off. And, guess what? Mr. Black Truck was stuck behind the school bus the whole time, and I drove by waving the whole time going, and that's where going over the speed limit gets you, karma.
Mm-hmm.
Kinda sucks, you know, but, you know, there's absolutely no reason you had to gun it and catch right up to the school bus, because you would have been stuck behind him anyway. Actually, maybe, you would have been in the process of getting the kid off the bus and then getting up to speed, and then you wouldn't have had to stop as long. Also, you wouldn't have worn out your brake pads as quickly. And you also wouldn't look stupid, and you wouldn't have had me going by waving. So, those are the story of two stupid drivers. If you got any, let us know. Maybe we'll share them in the next podcast. We will be right back. Welcome back to this segment. This segment, we will teach you how to be offended. Why are you laughing?
I just remember you showing this video to a friend and he got a huge kick out of it.
So, there used to be a coffee house on one of my routes that I deliver to quite regularly. I got along really well with the shop owner. I love showing him goofy videos, and he'd show me a goofy video, and we'd usually have funny stories to share. And one day, did I show it to him, or did he show it to me?
No, you showed it to him.
Oh, yeah. I showed it to him, and it was a video called How to Get Offended, and it was by JP. It's this yoga instructor-looking dude.
Well, he looks hippie. Like a hippie, because he's got like long hair, and he's got the
he does, like, the whole yoga thing
around it, and he talks like, yeah, it's like,
But he delivers it in such a way where you're just like, okay, what in the world?
It's sarcastic, but it doesn't sound sarcastic. It's funny, the way he has this great way of delivering his lines.
Speaking of which, I'll play a short clip from the video for your enjoyment, and then I will have a link to this video in the show notes, and then you can watch it and let JP know what you thought about it. It's something that I like to do. Back when the Taylor Merrick podcast was the 3-in-1 podcast on finances, business, and technology, I talked a lot about Rich Dad, Poor Dad. There's that stupid gnat again. Apparently, I didn't kill it. It's going to be like the never-ending story. Rich Dad, Poor Dad, Cashflow Quadrant, E-Myth Revisited. I talked about books and other articles that I found, and I made sure to give credit where credit was due. And when I started my vlogging, my daily vlogs, I like to talk about a daily viral video, share that, share my thoughts on it, give a link to it, and then talk about my day. I like sharing good information. I found this very educational. If you don't know how to get offended, this video will show you how. And if you do know, this will give you some tips on how to become more offended, or at least ways to become more offended. So I'll play a short clip. Be right back.
People have every right to see things from their perspective, as long as their perspective is the same as my perspective.
Here's a water for you.
I don't drink out of plastic. Why would you not know that?
Hey, I'm back! I'm kidding. Hey, Jane, I think I fell down a wormhole again. What was he talking about?
How do you not get offended? No, how to get offended.
How dare you!
I'm offended that you even suggested that I could pull you out of a wormhole.
I'm offended that you suggested the idea that I could be offended. Poor Jake. Oh, did you get it? No!
Did you get it?
Like, no, it flew right over my head! Okay, you can't see this, but in the studio right now, we're dealing with a stupid little gnat problem. It's just one stupid little gnat. It's been flying around this whole evening. You can't kill it. So if you could donate to our Patreon link so we could buy a fly swatter, it would be greatly appreciated. What?
We have one, babe.
Babe, don't say that. We're trying to raise money at our Patreon link. So we don't have a Patreon link. What are you looking at?
That baby was on the window.
On the window? All right. Fun and games over with. And we will be right back. That was kind of creepy, babe. What kind of an intro is that? We're back, by the way. Jane was just practicing laughing in front of a mirror. Are you okay? You go.
No, stop. No, like I'm Tim not going to laugh like that.
You're not going to laugh like that?
No.
Woo!
No. Wait a minute. It's supposed to be a sigh at the end.
Except you're not sighing at the end of it because you start laughing again.
Yeah, it's supposed to be like.
And if you're from down south, you're supposed to end every laugh with a woo! All right, but we are not from down south, so what do you just do? I don't know. Something like that. Anyways, this is a story about how to get beaten by a 9-year-old.
In a game at a baby shower.
Oh, okay.
Not literally beaten by a 9-year-old. Wham, 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 wham. My sister-in-law, who is, I think, 24 plus weeks pregnant, and we're planning her baby shower, which is going to be coming up pretty soon. We were talking about the list of games, and one of the games I noticed was one that I had played a long time ago at a baby shower I had attended back in Aberdeen, South Dakota. That's where we lived before my family moved out to Guam. So I was like either 7, 8, or 9, probably a little bit younger. And there was this one game that we had to play where I was blindfolded and I had to race against someone else and change a diaper. And I come from a fairly large family, so I've had
my fair share
of practice in terms of changing diapers. So I'm like, oh, this is going to be easy. And sure enough, I won. So.
Wait, you mean against experienced older people?
Yes.
You beat them blindfolded in folding a diaper?
It was a paper diaper too, which is like super easy. You don't have to worry about diaper pins and stuff. It wasn't a cloth diaper. So I'm like, this was just like,
oh yeah, I can do this, blind. Yeah, I can do it in my sleep. You know? What, were you actually worried? Like, oh no, so I'm going to go up against somebody who's better than me. Or were you just like,
speed-wise, I was watching the other ladies do it before it was my turn, and they're like, fumbling, and I'm like, oh, come on. So I did, I'm like,
that. Yeah, before you did it, you're like, I can do this in my sleep with my hands tied behind my back. And still
what,
beat
but
you.
I use my feet?
I don't know, are you ambidextrous? You can use your feet?
No,
or
was
it ambrofootrous, or can I use that? Bilateral, what?
I have no idea what you're
whatever that goofy word is where you're like, able to do the same thing with your hands that you could do with your feet. Walk?
Oh my goodness.
I can walk using my feet or my hands. I'm talented, babe.
Oh boy.
Okay, I think we're officially losing it now.
So yeah, I'm looking forward to the baby shower because I'm going to be able to help women play this game. So I'm looking forward to being the game master at the shower.
Ooh.
So it should be lots of fun.
And on that note, we will be right back. All right, thanks for listening to episode number 112 in the Taylor Merrick Podcast. So happy you're able to listen today. If you want to leave a comment, you can do so on Facebook, Twitter, email, or leaving a comment on the show notes for this episode over at TaylorMerrick.com. As always, keep being awesome. We'll see you on the flip side.
Babe, I got it! I got the net!
Oh, good! That's fine.
Stupid net. All right, sucker.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.